Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. ...8:49, Monday morning here on KSJE. It is time for our weekly segment about technology, our Monday reboot segment. And that's when I get to talk with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis is joining us via a video link this morning, and there he is. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for being with us, and gosh, let's talk about what some of the things have been making the news last week since we talked last. What have you noticed?
Oh, there's a number of interesting things going on. So let's start with space, okay? So SpaceX is making a record-breaking 16th flight with its Falcon 9 booster, which was only supposed to be good for 10 flights. Oh. And so Elon Musk is doing well. Jeff Bezos, on the other hand, not so good. His rocket blew up on launch.
Oops.
So one of the Blue Origin rocket that they were testing, you know, just recently, that one blew up on launch. And then China has kind of outdone both of them. China has launched the first ever methane-fueled rocket, beating both Bezos and SpaceX and Virgin and all these guys in having a reusable launch vehicle that runs on methane. Huh. So a lot of news going on in the space race at
okay.
this point.
Interesting. Well, good for Mr. Musk. He probably needs a win in a couple things, right? He's had a rough couple of weeks. So
he has had a rough couple. Yeah,
that could be a good thing.
Mark Zuckerberg's giving him a run for money. We talked about that with Threads, right?
Right. So. And that new social media platform, Threads, it just keeps gaining users, maybe. I think what folks are watching for is maybe the if people are going to keep using it, right? I mean, a lot of people downloaded the app, which is easy to measure, but are they actually using it, right? And are they going to keep using it? Are they seeing traffic at Twitter dropping? And I'm not sure we're seeing some of that. So it may take a while for everything to kind of figure out what's going on.
Yep.
I don't know.
And that's, again, that's what they're like. You know, Mark Zuckerberg kind of leveraged Instagram to push it out to a bunch of users. People, you know, started using
right.
it. What comes next is much harder, right? Zuckerberg needs to be able to find friends and influencers on Threads to be able to kind of keep that rolling. So we'll see how that goes.
Right. Well, and they're not even selling advertising yet either, which is another, you know, interesting thing that, you know, Twitter says they've lost about, what, 50% of their advertising revenue as companies maybe don't want to advertise on Twitter as much as they used to. And so where that money goes might be interesting to kind of see. Who knows?
Yep.
Okay, very good. What else is going on?
Well, some fun stuff here. So Chipotle, you know, Chipotle, the restaurant.
Right.
They have developed and are testing a robot you ready for this? To prepare avocados to make guacamole faster.
Ah,
so we're going to have robot-made avocados for guacamole.
Okay.
That's kind of fun and interesting there, right?
I can see where that would help them in their restaurant business, so that would make sense, right? Okay.
And in Toronto, there's a zoo. This is another fun thing. A zoo that's put up signs to tell people, please stop showing your cell phone video to the gorillas. I guess they had a gorilla, kind of a teenage gorilla that would just get way into the city, and people would put up their cell phone videos to the gorilla, and he'd get entranced with them and just kind of got addicted to watching cell phone videos, just like any other teenager.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And wasn't interacting with the other gorillas. So they were like, told people, please stop doing that.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Don't feed the gorillas and don't show them your Facebook videos, right?
Right. Very true. Story hitting the news today, and I think I saw it late last night, that the United Nations is going to start talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and some of the maybe the risks that are involved on a global level. So to get the attention of the United Nations, I think, is fairly significant. We'll see what they're going to actually, what parts of AI they're going to be talking about, right? Or whether to put guardrails on this research or what types of things they're concerned about.
Yeah, and of course, AI continues to be a big thing. Elon Musk, you know, being the guy he is, trying to outdo everybody else, he announced just recently the formation of something he's calling XAI, whose goal is, as he says it, and I quote, to understand the nature of the universe. Now, that's a lofty goal.
Okay.
So far, that's about all we have as an announcement, but he's pulled together a big team. People that have worked previously at DeepMind, OpenAI, Google Research, and Microsoft. So we'll see how that goes, too. That could be quite interesting.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what you think about this, Lewis Campbell, as a person who's worked in technology for most of your career, if not all of it, right? I mean, are you I think I am excited and concerned about artificial intelligence. And, you know, I think with anything that has this promise of great opportunity and promise, there's also some dangers and some other risks involved. How do you feel about it?
So what we're seeing now, I think when people don't know what's going on under the hood, it can be quite mysterious. There's this black box, and all of a sudden it seems like it's an intelligent thing. To what we're seeing now under the hood is really what AI is the ability to learn, giving computers the ability to learn. Up until now, the way computers work is you program them, right? You tell them what to do step by step,
right?
Which is a tedious process. But what we've done now with AI is we've built things that we can say, we don't have to program them. We can tell them, go, you know, take this thing, go and look at all this stuff and learn from it. The AIs we have now, what makes them seem so revolutionary is that they have been able to learn the English language or whatever language they're in, right? Mm-hmm. So they seem to be intelligent because they're speaking to us, because you can form a sentence, ask them a question, and they can respond to it. I think we're still a long way from something that actually, you know, has a conscience, can actually think, right? And beyond just learn, but I think the basis of learning, the basis of thinking is learning. And so I think we're getting there. These, you know, we may get to a point soon where we have things that actually start, you know, wondering about the nature of themselves and actually kind of self-contemplate, which is, I think, where we get to the point where everybody's concerned about. But we're not there yet. This is really, when you play with ChatGPT and stuff like that, when you really play with it, you start to realize that what it really is like a really good research assistant. Mm-hmm. You ask it a question, you know, how do I, what's the best way to cook hamburgers, right? And it'll go out to its database of information, which is much like the internet, and pull you back a bulleted list of, here's 15 ways to, you know, most of its responses are like that. It is just something that can parse English, can go out and get you a bunch of information and collect it together and give it to you in a natural English way. I think we're a long way from something dangerous, but I understand why people are concerned. I'm not as concerned. I'm not as afraid because I see, you know, how this works on the inside.
Right.
It's just really kind of a glorified search engine, if you want to put it that way.
Okay.
But the ability to learn is important. I think it's what makes us intelligent.
Well, it's what separated humans from computers for a long time, and now that line's getting a little blurry.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And so, but do you think it now is the time at this early stages of this development of this technology, now is the time to put on some maybe restrictions or guardrails or just, you know, kind of set the rules for development of this technology?
I think that's a problem with a lot of technology. The biggest problem with technology in our lives is the failure of governments to catch up to it with regulation. And you can say that about a lot of things, not just AI.
Right.
And I think that's where we're at with here too. But on the other hand, a problem with technology is that regulation doesn't stop it. I mean, one of the arguments that a lot of companies have against regulation that forces people to say encrypt a lot of people want companies to build in a back door, like Apple to build in a back door in the iPhone so law enforcement can get in there. And the reason a lot of these companies fight it is because that depends on people obeying laws, right? So if we make a law that says they have to have a backdoor, what's to stop somebody from exploiting that backdoor and hacking your iPhone?
Right.
And that's the problem with regulation, too, is you can say all day long it's illegal to, I don't know, allow an artificial intelligence to do X, Y, or Z. But is that really going to stop people from doing it in the long run? You know, people that really want to do it, or are they just going to break the law? And so, you know, regulation, I think, is important, but you have to also recognize what are you going to do when people ignore that regulation? How are you going to enforce it?
Right.
And that can be tough with technology.
I gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're out of time this week, Lewis. I'm sorry to say, but thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for the conversation, and everybody have a great week.
All right. Stay cool. You too. That's Lewis Campbell. He is with me every Monday at this time for our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.